Morning, we're learning Chayyadim Hilchas Tefillin, Klal Yudalit, Simin Chafei, we left in the middle. We spoke about the halachas of the Tefillin, eating, sleeping, and then the concern about falling. Now we talk to another case where there's a problem wearing Tefillin, which is in a basic chorus. That's not really so relevant for us nowadays. The people who wore Tefillin the whole day, they would sometimes have to go to the basic chorus, so they have the halacha that they can't wear Tefillin in the basic chorus. Nowadays, most people are not wearing tefillin outside of davening, so they're usually not going to the basic chorus at the same time. So that, we're going to skip that point. Now he says that the same way you can't wear tefillin in the basic chorus, a person should not wear tefillin until Mokum Batunov, or a place where people would stand there unclothed. Then he says, a person should not wear tefillin in the basic kisei. So a person would want to take tefillin into the basic kisei. So a person cannot take wear tefillin into the basic kisei. And we'll talk about taking tefillin in a second. Avol hashem ben mayim shlo b'basic kisei. A person has to relieve himself from ketanim to meraglayim. Is permitted. So the Isser applies really to a person relieving himself for Gedolim. That's what the Isser applies of wearing tefillin. Wearing tefillin for Ketan and Mikra, that is not Osir. But it's only mutz of a person to do this, to wear tefillin for Ketan, if he's in a place where he cannot come to Gedolim. So if a person goes to the bathroom into a bathroom stall, where a person could use that place for both Ketanim and Gedolim, even though he's only planning to relieve himself for Ketanim, he's not allowed to do that wearing his tefillin. If, however, he's going to a place where all he can do is just pass water, meraglayim, no option for him to sit down and relieve himself for Gedolim, so then that is going to be mutter. But even that, there's another condition that the person cannot pass gas while he's wearing tefillin. Sometimes a person, as they will urinate, there's a nature is to pass some gas, so that person has to be careful about he shouldn't come to afacha. He says, so this leniency is mutter leis hatzarech, when a person needs it, could go in. She's about to ha'ir ezeh, mitfilah b'tzibur. We're going to allow the person to maintain his tefillin now, in order to prevent the person from miss davening the tzibur. So the time it takes to take the tefillin off, when the tefillin back on, we make him late for tefillin and tzibur. So we're going to make all that he may continue, he may wear this even while he's being relieving himself for ketanim. But this is only leniency which we can rely on. A person is very careful not to pass gas while he's wearing the tefillin. If a person is wearing tefillin, so to take into your hands the obich and meraglayim, which is the tenon they would use for the meraglayim, that a person normally would not do. In a case of a necessity, a person would do that. A modern-day version of that is a person who's a chayla, and he's bedridden, and he can't get out of bed, so we have to bring him some type of container to allow him to relieve himself into. So the person would be wearing tefillin while he's doing that. That would be this case, that would be the equivalent case nowadays. A person should not do that unless it's a eset tzarech. He has a parent which is ill and he's ill of davening, and the parent has a need, and that's the only way he can take care of the parent's need. So we would not require him to remove the tefillin under the circumstances. That's a need which it's a pressing need. The Mishnah Berurah does say in these situations it's still appropriate to remove the shalrosh and cover over the shalyad if possible. You shouldn't have the shalyad visible while the person is doing this. Okay, have a good morning.